take the shear, and then we'll see exactly if it'll be aligned, that aligned, and that. This way it'll be taped, well, not yet, we'll be, have access to it, so we have this tape, and you have it on your computer, yeah, as well. So, and then we have to see the proper venue of either putting it online or not. We'll see how that works. The topic today of today's shiur is Isser Hotzah Zera Levatala, is the discussion of being Motzi Zera, which I think is a very, very important topic, because it's something that plagues many people, and both single and married. And it's something that everyone knows a little bit about, but usually not a lot about. Because everyone knows there's something wrong with it, and something, and it's not something that people are comfortable talking about, because it's very personal. I can just tell you how many people over the years would come over to me and say they, you know, have guilty feelings of being involved in masturbation or things of that sort, and they wanted to talk about it, and it's something that, you know, there's a lot of guilt that's associated with this area. So I think it's important to clarify, you know, especially in the different Svarim, you know, Sifrei Kabbalah, you know, Hashras Zera is like the main of that everyone's talking about. In fact, Rabbi Berger was just saying to me the other day that like a lot of Breslava Hasidus is all based on, you know, the Tikkun Klali, is the, you know, people sinned in this area, and now they need to do a Tikkun, etc. I remember years ago when I was the counselor in Morash HaKolo for the high school, I saw a young boy, one of the fellows, a serious boy, who was skipping meals. I noticed, I was the counselor, so I noticed he didn't come to lunch, he didn't come to this meal, he didn't come to that meal. It was very strange, you know, so I took him aside and discussed with him, why are you skipping meals? And he said, well, I'm skipping meals because I was nichshal in this aveira, and I feel I need to do tshuva. And what he thought the tshuva was is for him to fast and to skip meals and to afflict himself, etc. So I think also it's important, you know. And then I was explaining to him that he shouldn't do that. And but it's important to also have a mahalach, you know, of how to deal with such for oneself. And you know, you become rabbanim, counselors. Because every rav, in a certain sense, is a as a counselor to people. Son Rav just told me that Dr. Tversky told him that a boy came over to him, it was during the Gulf War, and he felt that the whole war was because of his being nichshal in this aveira. And that's why the whole war was happening. And so people have a lot of sense of guilt when it comes to this area, and I feel there's a lot of lack of clarity of what exactly the Isser is and how to deal with it, and then also applies to married couples as well when they're involved in intimacy. And sometimes Zera comes out, not inside the woman, and in their involvement in intimacy, and that also causes confusion and questions and things like that. So let's try to to delve into this inyan to whatever degree we can, and to try to bring some clarity on this inyan. What I'm saying here is not meant as a final psak. I would say that if anyone would want to speak to me privately in a future time, and you know, I'll try to say as much as I can. But as I said, when it comes to these inyanim, there is a boundary of what could be said in a public forum, and you know, we'll try our best. And it's not an easy topic to deal with. And if anyone wants more clarity, I'd be happy to discuss it with anyone on a one-to-one basis. So let's go to the Chumash and see where does this Aveira appear. So it's most famous in Parshas Vayeshev, which we'll get to. However, Chazal attributed even beforehand in Parshas Noach. It says in Parshas Noach, Vayar Elokim et Sa'aretz v'inei nishchosa, ki hishchis kol bosor es darko al ha'aretz. So what does this mean, ki hishchis kol bosor es darko al ha'aretz? So Rashi says, afilu behema chaye v'ov niskakim l'she'en aminam. That ki hishchis es darko means that different animals who normally would cohabit with their respective species were cohabiting with other species. And that was the hashchasa. However, in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says like this, Amar lahem Noach, Shuvu midarcheichem umimaseichem haroim. He says, Noach said to them, you should repent. Shelo yavo aleichem mei hamabel. This way the mabel won't come. V'yachris kol zera b'nei adam. So amru lo, harei anu monim atzmeinu v'pir yivarivya. He says, you know what we're going to do? We won't have kids. Shelo lehotzi zera b'nei adam. So this way, you know, even a mabel comes, we won't produce any more kids. So what would they do? Mayu osim kshem boy mates on the shoseim, hayu mashchisim mikor zaram al haaretz. So they would, when they were about to have intercourse with their wives, they wouldn't let the zera go inside, but they would have it fall to the ground. And that's to not produce more kids. So the Pirkei of Rav Lezer says, "V'nei nishchasa." The hashchasa was the hashchasa zera. But that was the hashchasa, a different pshat than what Rashi says on Chumash. And then, of course, is the more famous mention of this in the Torah, and that is in Parshas Vayeshev, when we deal with Er Va'onan. The pasuk says, I didn't bracket it, but the pasuk Zayin, the Er b'chor Yehuda Rabbein Hashem Ve'Yemitzeu Hashem Ve'Yom Yehuda La'onan Bo'ol Eishas Achicha Ve'Abeimoso Ve'Akeim Zera La'Achicha. Vayeda Onan Ki Lolo Yehazara. He didn't want to make his wife pregnant. So Vayayim Baal Eishas Ochiv V'Shiches Artso Levilsi Nason Zera La'ochiv. So Rashi says V'Shiches Artso Dosh Mi Bifnim V'Zora Mi Bachutz. In other words, his Aver would penetrate while he was having the Maisa Bia penetrate into the woman, but when it came time to ejaculate, he would remove his Aver and the Zera would not go inside the woman, but would go on the Aretz. And
And the Torah says, "Vayera beinei Hashem asher osa vayomet gamoso," and he was Hashem took him away. And Rashi says, "Rabbi Hashem kiraso shel Onan," that Er and Onan both violated this avera mashkizaro, and they both had a misa bidei shamayim. Now, very simple, the fact that the Torah mentions that there was a misa bidei shamayim seems to indicate the severity of the avera. But as we'll see, you know, in the what this means. So the Torah Tamima on page 4 discusses, a lot of times in Shas it speaks about Chayiv Misa. Like if you take a nap before Kriya Shema at night, you Chayiv Misa. And a lot of times it's only in Issa D'Rabbanan. And Chayiv Misa is Lav Dafka. It just wants to impress upon you the severity of the Issa. But here he's not so sure whether we could say that, because here it says Vayimiseu Hashem, that he actually did... So, but we have to explore whether was there something unique over here that warranted the Misa that wouldn't necessarily exist in just Stam, a regular Hotzah Zera situation. Which we'll deal with as we proceed. Then there's another pasuk. Now we're just going through the various Makoros and Chumash. We had the pasuk in Noach, we had the pasukim in Vayeshev, and now there's a pasuk in Kiseitzei, where number 5, Kiseitzei Machane Aleivecha v'nishmarta mikol dovara, that you have to be nishmar from kol dovara. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, Nishmartim mikol davara, mikan amar of Pinchas ben Yair, al yahar adam bayom, v'yavoli deituma balayla. That a person should not have hirhurim in the daytime, because if he'll have hirhurim in the daytime, he'll come to be motzi zara at night. And obviously, we don't want you to do that. Nishmartim, you should save yourself mikol dovara. So therefore, we're told not to be maharher. Now obviously, hirhurim was something that sometimes is not totally in your control, but we'll see. I think the thing that is in our control is what we look at, and we'll speak about that later. In other words, whatever we look at, we're going to think about. So that is something that is in our control, you know, look, people. And this is something that's very prevalent in this generation more than is pornography. You know, especially with the advent of the internet and things like that. And it's something that plagues the community on all age levels. And that's something that hopefully something could be controlled. Thoughts, sometimes it's very hard to control thoughts, but what we look at and what we let into our minds, that hopefully we have a, it's not easy for some people, but even a greater type of control, and that's this pasuk of Nishmartim Mikol Davara, that you shouldn't be Maharer Bayom, maybe they tomb of a Laila. And then the Gemara Nida on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph on page 7 says, "Domar of Yochanan Kolamotzi Shech Vazer Levatol Lachayev Misa." And that's because of what happened by Erva Onan. And then the Gemara says, "Ki ilu shofech domim." And it quotes the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Nechomim be'elim tidchei kol eitz ranan shochtei hayilodim." So the Gemara says, "Al tikre shochtei elu sochtei." That shochtei means to shecht. Sochtei means when you squeeze a lemon and the juice comes out. That's skita. So when zera comes out, that's ki ilu. Sochtei, and that is considered an avera. Then, again, so right now we're just trying to get our bearings on the different makoros, and then we could to deal with this. Then the pasuk, the Gemara in Nida and Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Amar v'loza ma'idach siv yideichem domi mileu elu hamnafim biyad. Tana debei Rabbi Yishmur lo sinaf lo teba niyuf bein biyad bein beregel. In other words, so the Gemara darshins that from the pasuk yideichem domi mileu from lo sinaf, that you can't have niyuf bein biyad bein beregel, meaning if you would some type of masturbation where you would rub with your hand or your rub against the leg or someone else's leg and cause zera to come out. And that's another source. And the question is this source different than the other sources? We'll see. Rav Moshe has a chiddush about this din of lo sinaf bein biyad bein beregel. And then, Tosis in Sanhedrin, on Nun Tesemid Beis, and speaking about the mitzvah of Piri Verivya. Whether that's one of the mitzvahs B'nai Noach or not, makes a link. Hadami shemitzuv al piri verivim mitzuvah shalo lahashchiz zera. It makes, there was other mitzuvah on piri verivya, his mitzuvah on hashchas zera. No. So here Tosis is giving us a link that the Isra of Hashchas Zera is also a form of Bittul Piriv-Rivya. So that's another tzad to this discussion. Okay. Now, the Rambam, on the next page, Perikof Aleph, Halacha Tes. Says like this. Ishto shel Adam muteres ulo. Right, your wife is mutter to you. Leficha kol ma she'adam rotze lasos b'ishto osa. That a person is allowed to do anything to his wife. Any type of physical intimacy. Boel b'chol eish she'yirtze. He could have intercourse with her at any time, obviously, when she's not a nida. Umenashek b'chol eiver ve'eiver sheyirtze. And he could kiss any part of her body. Ubo aleha kidarka v'shalo kidarka. And he could have beer with her kidarka v'shalo kidarka. So that means, now beer kidarka means regular intercourse, when the man has regular intercourse with his wife, going through the front of her body. But shalo kidarka means when the man's aver is going through the rectum of the woman. So it's interesting that the bia shalo kidarka halachically is considered bia. In other words, you would think that if you have regular intercourse, so that's bia. But bia shalo kidarka, if you, that other part, the rectum, that's not the mokum of bia. That's not the mokum of bia. So you would think that that's tam, intimacy. So the halacha is that bia shalo kidarka has a status of bia, meaning when the Torah says that you can't have relations with certain women, an eshesish or something, different women, so the halacha is that the Gemara learns out from the pasuk Mishkevei Isha. You have it here? The pasuk, what page is that? What page is, here we go. 16. Isha sheyishkav ezochar mishkevei Isha. So there is talking about, with another man. So obviously with another man, it means you're going through the rectum. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Nun Dal and Amar Aleph, on page 17, Mishkevei Isha, Magid Lecha Kosov, Sheshnei Mishkavos B'Isha. And look in Rashi, Mishkevei Isha, Shtei Mishkavos Yesh B'Isha, Shovim Zeh L'Zeh, L'Chayiv B'Chol Arayis Kedarka V'Shalo Kedarka. In other words, any Arayis, so normally there's an Issa Arayis to have intercourse. So without this Gemara, without this Rashi, I would think intercourse means from the regular makom of the woman. From the reproductive organ of the woman. But the Torah's Mechadesh, that there's a shame bia, techayev misa, even on the back, even on the rectum, they're penetrating that way as well, is also considered a maisa bia in a situation where you're having bia with a person you're not allowed to. This is also considered a maisa bia. Now, the question is one permitted to have bia shalo kedarka with one's wife? Is that, it's a maisa bia, so bia is something one is allowed to do with his wife. So what's the din of bia shalo kedarka? So the Rambam writes, beferish, uba alea kedarka v'shalo kedarka. Uba alea kedarka v'shalo kedarka. That you could have bia with your wife, even shalo kedarka. However, the Rambam adds a limitation. He says, "Uvelad shalo yotzi shifa zera levatola." So the Rambam says, but if you're going to do it in a way where you're going to ejaculate and you're going to be motzi zera, so that will be considered being motzi zera levatola, because it's not in the organ, the reproductive organ. So since it's not in the reproductive organ, that's considered motzi zera levatala. So if you do it in a way that you stop, you're able to stop before you ejaculate, so that's, the Rambam says, is permissible. If you do it in a way where you cannot stop, so that the Rambam is forbidding. However, not all the Rishonim agree with this Rambam. If you take a look, in Tosfos, on page 21, on Nun Ches Amid Beis, so first look at the Gemara first. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Noach Shabba al Ishto Shalok Hedarka Chayiv. If a ben Noach is Ba Shalok Hedarka Chayiv, Shenemar V'Dovak, it says V'Dovak B'Ishto. So Dovak, the real D-book, is when you do it when the man is penetrating the reproductive organ of the woman, not shalokadarka. So it's v'dovak v'lo shalokadarka. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Mika midi l'Yisrael umchayiv v'kusi mechayiv." Is it possible that the way Tosis has the Girsa, Mika midi l'Yisrael shari v'kusi aser? So the Gemara answers, but you see from the Gemara that for a Yisrael, it's shari, just like the Rambam said. Yibal ishto, ben kedarka, ben shalo kedarka. So, look in Tosis. Mashma Yisrael mutar b'ishto b'shalo kedarka, v'chei mashma sopek beiz nedarim. So he quotes the Gemara Nedarim. Let's just take a quick look in the Gemara Nedarim. On Chaf Amid Beis. Towards the middle of the page. The last word on the line is Hahi, page 19. Hahi. He does it l'kami de Rebbe. Amr lo Rebbe, arachti. The woman came in front of Rebbe. Says, arachti lo shulchan, which literally means I set the table, which means that she laid in bed ready for her husband to have relations with her. V'hafcha, and he turned things around. So the way Tosis is learning is means like this: she was lying in bed with her face up, with her face up, and she was ready for the husband to go on top of her, v'hafcho, and he switched it, meaning he turned her around, that she should be lying with her face towards the bed, with the rectum facing him, and then he went inside of her. So he was mahapech things. So the Gemara says, Amala biti, Torah hitiroscha. That the Torah says, this is mutter. Fani ma'aselcha. In other words, this is something that's permissible. You might not have liked it that he did that, but it's permissible. So Tosis says, brings this Gemara as a raya, that one could be ba al ishto shalo kedarka. Now, Tosis entertains the possibility that maybe that's not what the Gemara meant. Because if the Gemara meant what we said, then we have a Beferish Araya that Bi'ish Shelo Kedarka is Mutter Bi'ishto, meaning to penetrate Derech the rectum. But the other way to learn, and there's several ways to learn, is no, is to say that normally the Derech Bia is the man is on top and the woman is on the bottom. So what it means is not that he changed it to flip her around, that he should go be nichnas in the rectum and not in the reproductive organ. But no, all he did was that she was ready that he should go on top of her, and he switched things that she should go on top of him. And if that would be pshat in the Gemara, then there wouldn't necessarily be a raya in the Gemara that there's mutter to have b'yishalo kedarka with ishto. Now, before we continue in the Tosis, who says this? The pshat that Tosis rejects is brought in Rashi in the Dorim on page 18. Where in the it's a Gemara before that uses the same lashon of Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai Dalad Varm Sochlu Malchay Asharis Chigrim Ibnei Mahavin Ibnei Shehofchim Eshulchanim. Why are some people lame? You have kids that are born lame because their parents were Hofech Eshulchan. So Rashi learns Hofchim Eshulchan He Lamata. That's how Rashi explains over there Hofkim and Shulchan, and the assumption, as we'll see, as others point out, that that's Pshat in the other Gemara, and that not that that she was Mariches HaShulchan, and Hofkim means he turned her upside down, and he had Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka with her. But rather, it means that she was planning that he would come on top of her, and he switched it. So Tosis doesn't think that's the correct shot. V'lav haynu hi lamala v'hu lamata d'ma mafsedes bekach. In other words, he doesn't think that she would have complained as much. It's much more that, you know, she went to Rebbe, she complained a lot. So if it was Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka, you understand, because with Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka, she's not going to get so much hana from that. It was just lamal lamata, so he doesn't think it would be such an area of complaint. So he says, no, the pshat is in that Gemara, ella shelo kedarka, shemitzarasa, domer hasam, imtana es benosai, and the Gemara dashens shelo kedarka. Domer v'yishkav osa kedarka v'yanea shelo kedarka. So shelo kedarka is considered like an inui. So then you understand why the woman was complaining. So the question is v'kasha sof per gimel di yivamos chashiv shelo kedarka maise er va'onan. The Gemara in Yivamos, see the different pshatim. What was the maise of er va'onan? Was the maise er va'onan that was that the men penetrated the women's reproductive organ, and then they came out and they let the zera go on the ground? Or was it Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka? So Tosis assumes that the correct shot in that Gemara of in the Dorim is Arachti Lo Shulchan V'Hofchol, means that the woman was prostrating herself in bed, ready for the husband to penetrate her reproductive organ, and he turned her over that she should be facing the bed, not facing up, and he penetrated the rectum, which was Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka. So you see from here, says Tosis, that Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka is mutter. So the question is, but isn't that a problem of Maisei Erva Onan, that you mashchi zera? that you're mashka zera. So the Rambam gave an answer to that. The Rambam said it's only mutter if you're not mashka, if you're not motzi zera. But you can only do it in a way, if you know you can do it in a way where you're there a short amount of time and you weren't motzi zera, and then you could do it. So Tosis has a different teretz. Tosis says, v'yesh lomer de lo osur ela she'osa kach todir shlotis aber v'yachish yofya aval imrov tashmisho kedarka el shebakroi misava lo shelo kedarka shari. So Tosis has a chiddush. Tosis says that one is long, in other words, is most of the time the person is ba'al ishto in the regular way. In this way, it's possible she's going to become pregnant, and that doesn't bother him. He's not trying to stop her from becoming pregnant. He wants to have, but once in a while, as sometimes couples have an urge to do something different, and so he wants to do something different. He wants to do something different, and therefore he wants to be ba'aleha shelo kedarka, even though he's going to be motzi zera. So Tosa says that that's permissible as long as it's ba'akroi. It's not his rov tashmish. It's not that way. Most of once in a while, infrequently, once in a while, he wants to do something differently, even if he's motzi zera. So Tosa says that that's permissible against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Now, there is a... Okay, so we'll see how this is brought in Shulchan Aruch shortly. So we have a machlokas here between the Rambam and Tosis and they're both learning that Bia Shalo Kedarka is mutter with your wife, right? In other words, penetrating from the back, having her back up, and the man's aver is going into the rectum of the woman. And that's permissible both according to Tosa and the Rambam, but the Rambam says, Bilvad Shalo Yotzi Zera, and Tosa says, no, even if you motzi Zera, provided that it's only Bakrai Ba'alma. Now there's a long piece in the Sefer Charedim. Kadmon, the Sefer Charedim, which is quoted, I mean, word for word in the Shalah HaKadosh. So I could have xeroxed it from the Shalah, but the Shalah says, I'm just quoting from the Charedim. So I xeroxed from the Sefer Charedim. So the Sefer Charedim claims he is, you know, the Sefer Charedim has a long piece here on page 27, starting on page 27, 28, 29, etc., on this topic, where you see how he titles it, V'chomer over Shalo Kedarka. So he claims that there's an Isser Zera Levatola, and that applies even by Shalo Kedarka. Even Shalo Kedarka. And he wants to limit, so he first of all thinks that there's another way, there's a third way of learning on page 29 of learning this. In other words, again, what was the case of Hafakhtis HaShulchan? So Tosa says it means Bia Shalo Kedarka. And Rashi says Hafakhtis HaShulchan means that she's on top and he's on the bottom. And the Ravid says a different pshat, the way he understands the Ravid. He says, Inami ki de pirish haRavid zal b'sefer kedusha shchiber vatur tafichus shulchan haynu panav shal ish kenegre orpo shal isha aval enu oborol el kedarka. Malcolm Sharoy Lazar. He says like this. No, hafachas haShulchan means that normally a person has bia, so the woman's is on the bottom. And she's facing up. She's facing up and he's on top of her. And he's facing towards her. Hafichas Hashulchan means that you turn her around, that she's on the bottom still, but her face is facing the bed, and her back is facing you. But in contrast to Tosus, where Tosus is learning is that you're going inside the rectum, that's where it is going inside. He says, no, you're going inside the regular makom of bia. You're going inside the reproductive organ of the woman. And that's the case. From the Ravid, you know, if you look in the Ravid, until I found this Ravid, you know, it's very unclear, but this is the way, in other words, he's saying you're having regular bia. You're not having bia shalokadarka. Fichas ha-shulchan isn't bia shalokadarka. Bia shalokadarka, it could be you're not supposed to have, even with your wife. Bia shalokadarka, you're not supposed to have. So what's the case? So if you look at the Ravid is very, you know, is very terse. On page 20, Cholfim Shulchan Perish Nogim Ba Kemaisa Behema. So what the Sefer Haredim explains, what does Maisa Behema means? That when the behemoths cohabit, so they don't cohabit the way human beings cohabit, where one party is facing up and the other party is facing down and they're on top of each other. But what happens is, you know, you have one animal is on the bottom facing down and the other animal goes on top, and they cohabit. In other words, so the same thing he's saying what was done over here, that this, the Gemara does not mean to say that you can be Baal Ishto Shalokadarka, but what the Gemara means to say is that you had regular bia, but you're able to have regular bia coming from the other direction. But it's still the regular Maisa bia, it's just done in a way where you're not going direct, you're going from the back, but you're coming up into the Isha. And that's what he says, and he has a very harsh, you know, position here about Bia Shalokadarka. He tells you about a story in Sfas, in Heishin Ches. Rav Yosef Karo was there, and a woman came and said that her husband was Bala Shalokadarka, and Nidu, Kharpu, Marmal Sofer Ba'esh. I don't know if they actually did that, but the Sof Gershu Me'eretz Yisrael. We threw him out. And that was, and that's his approach here, that Bia Shalokadarka is really not permissible, and there are all these other pshatim, and he wants to say, even if you want to say that a cry is mutter, he quotes some Rishonim, he quotes a Rosh, there's a Rabbeinu Rucham, that a cry just means pamachas b'chol yom of shal adam, which is not what Tosus seemingly was saying, but and that was his approach, and the Shalah. Let me say, let's see the tour for a second. What page is the tour? Yeah, page 30, starting on page 30. Ishto shal adam muteraslo. V'ficha kol ma sheyirtze lasos v'ishto osa. You can do anything to your wife while she's not a nida. Bo'al b'chol ei sheyirtze u'menashek b'chol ei v'sheyirtze. That's a a copy from the Rambam. Ubala ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka ben derech evarim uvavad shelo yotzi shechva zera levatolam. As long as you're not motzi shechva zera levatolam, that's what the Rambam says. The re, that's the tosis that we did, pirish dafilu b'hotzah shechva zera nami muter l'shami shelo kedarka. That even if there is hotzah zera, you could be mishami shelo kedarka, uvavad shelo yei rogel kein elak akroy ba'alma. That as long as it's not on a regular basis, once in a while, you could do it shemisav leishto l'shamish shelo kedarka and lo osur lios rogel b'kach. But in other words, you shouldn't do it regularly, but if once in a while you need to do it, you could do it. Now, there's one point of clarification that someone once pointed out to me from the Drisha, and that is the following. Is the heter of Tosis of doing it shelo kedarka only because it's bia shelo kedarka, so at least it has a shame bia on it? In other words, a shame bia, the two ways of having a shame bia, either to go in the regular way or to go on the other side, on the rectum. So those two things have a shame bia, as we said, by Gila Arayas, Yechayiv Misa, by Bia Shelo Kedarka. That's called a shame bia. Now, there are other ways of intimacy of people having a closeness and touching and doing various things that are in a very intimate way that is not a shame bia, right? But would we say then that Tosis would also say Bakroi Ba'alma that's mutter, or was he only limiting it to be a shelo kedarka? So the Drisha, so someone once pointed out to me, look in the Drisha on page 31. Time of the Rikim of Shkosim, Kan Yesh Lumo, the Chol Tashmi, She'ena Kederach Ola Oretz, Nichlal B'Shem Shalo Kedarka, She'eri Poligama Derech Evarim Shemuta. In other words, the Mashmos is that anything that's not the regular Tashmish, even if it's Derech Evarim, so Derech Evarim is not necessarily Bia Shalo Kedarka. It means that there's contact with different parts of the body that's causing intimacy and zera is coming out, and it's derech evarim. So the Shitas Hari is saying that derech evarim is also mutter when it's bakrai. Also mutter when bakrai. Now, okay, so the question that the poskim deal with is which shita should be relied upon. According to the Rambam, there's no such heter of akroi. According to Tosas, there is. Now, it's interesting, this says a lot what the Beis Yosef adds in the Berak HaBayis on this Nekuda. Berak HaBayis is written by the, we're not talking about the Berak HaBayis of the Ra'or that's in the Torah HaBayis. The Beis Yosef did his own Berak HaBayis. It's like Badika. After he wrote and built his bias, the Beis Yosef, he said, oh, I need a little repair here, a little repair here. So he put in added comments. So the Berak HaBayis writes, Ilu hayari roa masha omar hazor ba'onish hamotzi zera levatola ki godol mishar aveir shabatora lo yakosiv zeshakosiv. He says that the Ri, the Bali Tosis, they just didn't have the Zohar. If they would have seen the Zohar of how chomer the Isser is, then they wouldn't have said that there's some heter of bakroi or something like that. It's interesting. It reminds me, obviously a totally different area of halacha, that the Beis Yosef writes that his minhag, the minhag used to be Chol HaMoed to put on tefillin. And then they discovered the Zohar. That the Zohar says if you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, you chayev misa. So they stopped putting it on. If the Zohar says you chayev misa, you know, you don't want to start off with the Zohar. So that's what the Beis Yosef writes. In his place, that they changed the minhag because they discovered the Zohar. I mean, and that's how the Issa, and so the people who are more on the Mekubalim side of things, like the Shalom and things like that, weren't gonna into so much this heter of the Balei Tosis because of the way the Zohar presents it. We'll see. There's the difference. I couldn't Xerox all the Zohars on this topic. I don't know. I'm sure there I could break probably a packet with just finding all the Zohars on this on this topic. If you want to see one Zohar just for the sake of seeing a Zohar on the topic. So top page. See it? The page of the Zohar. What page? What? 52. Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. 52. Whew. Okay, this is just one Zohar. So there are many Zohars. Like a year ago, the library, somebody wrote a doctorate on this topic, on Hatzah Zera. And the library has the... But I didn't get a chance to read it, so I made this packet without going through that doctorate. I'm sure if I go through the doctorate, maybe we could have a bigger packet. Tachazi kol chatoi de barnash. Here he writes the Hebrew translation. Kol chatoi adam. Kulu chavlusa delay. Kol chavola sha'osa talin b'tshuva. There's any sin you do, you can always do tshuva. The chata de oshid zar al ara, but the chet of hotza zera mechabel orche, avik zar al ara, v'alak siv nechtam avonech. Means tshuva doesn't help. Siv v'lo chefetz resh atal yigur chora, bal b'tshuva sagi. Unless you die. That could help, but anything short of that is not going to happen. We'll see. We'll see. There's what to say about that. So the Zohar makes a lot of scary comments about Hotzah Zera. So and that's how a lot of the Svarim, of different types of Svarim, as we talked about, Breslov Svarim and other Svarim is all about. Like Rabbi Berg was saying, all about this idea of Hotzah Zera and because of the Zohar. So if you look now in Shulchan Aruch, no page. What? 32. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Loyokal Rosh Mishto," etc., etc. Then the Ramah says, "Yochel Asus Mishto Mashi Yirtza." So the Ramah basically quotes. It's interesting here. The Ramah is quoting the Rambam. "Bol b'chol eishi yirtza menashek b'chol eiver she yirtza." Parenthetically, that is a discussion that I don't know if it's should discuss that publicly, but there's a discussion of this idea of Menashek b'chol eish sheyirtza, b'chol mokum sheyirtza. In other words, the one question of discussion is whether it's proper to be Menashek the oso mokum or not. So from this Rambam and the Ramah's Mashma that it's okay. It's he says that b'chol eiv sheyirtze, which means anything. And the Mechaber in Or HaChaim in Hilchos Tznius, he quotes the Gemara, the poskim that say that it's not proper to be menashe goes to mokum. Koshken and oshik sham shover. It's you know, it's a lack of busha, it's a lack of tznius, etc. And there's a question of you know, how to deal with this you know, the Ramor there versus the Mechaber, there, and how one should be knowing, and the different views and different opinions of how should it be, should it never be mutter, is one mahalach, or maybe back cry is perhaps another mahalach, and that's something can be discussed more privately. But that's an issue that because here the Ramah does say that, quotes the Rambam, that is mashma that it is mutter, and the as opposed to the Mechaber in Hilchos Tznius. But then he quotes Vola ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka o derech evorim uvad shelo yotzi zera levatola. That's the Rambam. Then yesh makilin, then he quotes the other opinion. V'omen shemutu shelo kedarka afilim hotzi zera im osa bakroi v'enu rogo bakach. So then he quotes the other opinion that it's mutter bakroi ba'alma. So that again, there are also different opinions what one should be knowing in that regard. Meaning there are some shitas that say that, you know, one should never do it. I mean, obviously, if it happened, it happened. That's not a question of you planning it. And that's one mahalach, and the other mahalach is to follow the Ramah and to permit it if it's only bakroi ba'alma.
Why is the mahalach quieter? Why doesn't he bring the zohar?
Well, he says. He quotes the dinim of the Isser. It was in other places. He quotes the din of the Isser of Hotzah Zera. So he doesn't have such a cooler as he, you know, when he writes in the Berak HaBayis, he's not going to have such a cooler. Parenthetically, before we see any more. There is a big discussion in the postgame whether this whole Isser is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan. Meaning this whole discussion of Hotzah Zera, is that an Isser Daraisa or is that an Isser Darabanan? Because many of the Monei Mitzvah did not count it. If you look in the in the Ezim Mikodesh, which is one of the acronym on the page of Shulchan Aruch, on page 15. But he says, "Hayamokom lomo pi mashemuch." First word, "Shemarcha amuch hazal lo sinav biyad hurakach smachta." It's only an asmachta, and he says it again in the next arrow. That's one side, that all these drushes are just an asmachta, and then the smak is the rishon that does quote it in the Minyan HaMitzvos in page 24. So here's the Minyan HaMitzvos. So mitzvah reish tzadi beis is shalol hashchizera. So he's clearly being moned in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, and then there's this Pnei Yeshua. It's not the same Pnei Yeshua. It also suggests that it could be could be an asmachta. Because the poskim do discuss, and Rabbi Weider several years ago wrote an article in the Beis Yitzchak, which you can look up, where he does an extensive treatment of this discussion of whether it's a daraisa or it's an asmachta, and he did an extensive job on researching this topic. Okay, if you take a look in Shulchan Aruch, so there are two places, two Shulchan Aruchs. Second, what page is the Shulchan Aruch on? There's one here on page 32. But it's 12, you said? Yeah, 12. Yeah, that's what I was looking for, 12. So 12 is where the... Mechaber says, "Otsa lahotzi shichva zera levatola." Arvon zachomer mikol aveirah shebatorah. Befichach lo yeh adam dash mifnim v'zorer mibachutz. In other words, it's not proper to, again, dash mifnim means that the man penetrates, his aver goes inside the woman, and when he feels that he's ready to ejaculate, he comes out, and then he's motzi zera mibachutz. So there's a famous Sefer Hasidim that the poskim quote, the Beis Shmuel, on page 12, quotes, "Kosev v'chelkas mekolkim b'shem Sefer Hasidim, im misiyare sh'al yikoshel be'eshesh ish o benidachas v'sholom." Say, in other words, a person does a tremendous taiva to have relations, or at least to be motzi zera. And there are two options. Either say his wife is a nida, so he could be boel his wife who's a nida, or he could be motzi zera. So he says, "Tov lo lahotzi zera levatola." So, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch says it's chomer mikol avera shebatorah, that doesn't mean it's really chomer mikol avera shebatorah. It's not. In other words, this nida is more chomer. This neither is more chomer. And therefore, if it's going to be a question of violating one or the other, so yes, we would say rather violate the Hotzah Zera Levatola than. And I don't know if necessarily he's working with the Heter of Akroi. He could just be saying, even if there's no Heter of Akroi, still, it's... Whereas if it's just Akroi, so then maybe there's the Heter of Akroi. But if you say, even if there's no Heter of Akroi, this is still a better thing. It's still... And still, you would need to do tshuva, etc. When he says, "Kan the oven motzi shechva zera chomir mikol averus lav dafka." Okay. And then... Now we're getting back to the Beis Shmuel on page. What page? Where was the other Shulchan Aruch? Was it 32? 33. 32, 30, 32, 33. Yeah. So the Beis Shmuel and Beis says another kula. Im nimtza dam be'ed shel isha, where say there's dam on the bedika cloth of the woman, but the question is, we're not sure, is she bleeding or is he bleeding? Well, this happens sometimes that we're not sure, is the blood coming from him or the blood coming, maybe he has a urinary infection or something like that the blood is coming. I had this shiloh when somebody wasn't sure that the fellow had a urinary tract infection. There was blood in the toilet, and they couldn't figure out it was his blood, it was her blood, whose blood is it? So he says, "Nira l'chora demutar liish lahotzi azer kadei levarim hadami menahu." So he says sometimes we're going to allow hotza zera for some type of tzorach. And here he says he's going to be motzi zera to see. The assumption is that if the dam is coming from him, so when the zera comes out, there'll be dam. And he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Gemara in Yevamos, and Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, what page is that? 22, 3. Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. What page is Ayin Vav Amud Aleph? Ayin Vav Amud Aleph is what?
23.
Okay. Yeah. So the case over there was a question of Kur Shofcha. We know that there's certain deformities of Suadaka, Kershofka, we're not going to get into what these things are, but there's certain deformities in the man that can make him usher lovo bakal. So we had a person who's a suffolk, whether he's a Kershofka or not. If he would have a certain puncture in the aver, he would might render him a Kershofcha. So we're not sure. So we don't know, can he go lakal or not? So it seems there was a puncture, but it seems that it was filled in. But we don't know, is it the filling, a stark filling, or not? So the Gemara says, what we should do is have him be Motzi Zera, and if as a result of the Motzi Zera, now the hole opens, then we know that that he's a Kershofcha, that it's not Nistam. And if not, he's okay. So Itmanami Amar Meri Bar Mar Amar Bar Ukva Amar Shmuel Nikev Atara Atzma. There's a Nekev in the Atara of the man, the Nistam, and it got closed. So the question is, now is he good or is he no good? Is he a Kershofcha or is he not? Kol Kol She'ilu Nikri. Nikri means carries coming out. If Kerry would come out, the Nikra, and the hole would open up, it would tear. So puzzle, then he can't come Lakahal. Vilav Kosher. So Shalach Le Rava, read the Rabbler of Yosilam, Deinu Rabbeinu Hechi Avdina. So how do we do it? How do you Motzi Zara? So Gemara says, Amalei Maisinin, Nama Chamim Edesari, Umenachin Le Abbe Pukri, Umikri. You take a hot piece of bread and you put it on his behind, and that's going to cause him to be Motzi Zera. In other words, you do it in some way, some grumma type of way, that is going to cause him to be Motzi Zera. Vima Atu Kulei Alma, he says, so then the question is, do you really, maybe there are other ways to do it, but the point being over here is that, as the Beis Shmuel says, that they were matir to, for this type of tzorech, to have hotzas zara. Okay. Now, there is one more shita which is not brought down the halacha, which is an interesting shita about the whole topic of Hatzah Zera, and it's in the Tosas Rid. But before we get to the Tosas Rid, we have to see the famous Gemara in Yevamos. You can't do the sugya without seeing the Gemara in Yevamos on Yud Beis and Beis. So the Gemara says like this. Page 38. The Tani Rav Bibi Kameder of Nachman, Shalosh Noshim Meshamshos B'moch. There are three women that could use a moch, meaning the assumption is they could use some type of insertion inside the woman of some type of cotton of sorts, that when the couple will have tashmish, the zera will just be absorbed in the cotton and will not impregnate her. Right, so obviously part of this discussion is going to be, is this question of Shifa Zera Levatala or not? So who are these three women? Tana. Right, people got young, married young those days. Tana, Muberes, Uminika. A girl who's a Tana, a pregnant woman, and a nursing woman. These three women, we have in our best interest not to make them pregnant. So they could have tashmish with a moch, and that would be permissible. So what are the three women? What's the reason? Ktana shemet isaber, the shemet tomus. We're afraid that this young girl, she's a young girl, 4 years old, whatever, she's going to be pregnant, maybe that could be a sakana to her life. So that's a good reason to keep her alive. Muberes, Shema Te'asa Ubra Sandal. That we're afraid that making her pregnant might have an effect on her, will cause, she'll become pregnant again, and it'll crush her other kid inside. Manika Shema Tigmol Benavi Yomos. And Manika, we're afraid that she won't have produced milk anymore, and then, they didn't have any other milk, and that'll cause her baby to die. So Rashi learns, Pshat is Muteres Loses Moch B'Mokam Tashmish. Shem Shashos Kedei Shalo Yisabu. So according to Rashi, it means these three women are Muteres. So that would imply that other women are not. Other women cannot have, in other words, other women, Stam, you want to have birth control to this. So who says that's mutter? These three women, they have a very big tzorach. All these things are, pikuach nefesh things. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Rabbi Natam learns, no, that's not the pshat. That to put a moch b'shas tashmish, even for these women are asa. That's mamish mashchizera. There's no heter to be mashchizera. Ain derech tashmish b'kach. You can't put a moch b'shas tashmish. So what does it mean b'shamshus moch? Because harehu k'matil zera leitzim v'avonim. So it means like this. You have the tashmish without a moch, and then afterwards the woman will clean it out. So you got to do a good job. Senes moch achar tashmish. Einir l'osod. Because since you had a regular biyak, in other words, you have to have a real biyak yadakan. It can't be any obstructions there, no, nothing. You have to have a regular biyak. Then afterwards you want to take it out. And especially the Akhtar of Island is it's Ribatashmish Mishum Dalab Benos Bonim Ninu Vaishan Shenosenus Achachach Moch Losura Ashkash of Zera. And especially the woman's going to clean it out and she's not Mitzuvah on Pru Rabu. So So therefore, she's not mitzuva al hashchazah zera. That was so. These two approaches, both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, are very, very chomer, because according to Rashi, we're only permitting these three women. According to Rabbeinu Tam, b'shas tash, we're not permitting anybody. Oh, so the Tosfos read, I'll show you soon. That's like Rav Shachter always says, Tosfos read always is mechudishtik, and Rav Shachter always says, you want to give a chabura, you should go to Tosfos read. You need to give a chabura, but there is a whole other school of thought in the more standard Rishonim, Rashba, etc. That has a different shot in this Gemara, which the Yamshel Shlomo points out, I believe. And that is the so that's in the supplement here, page 2. So he says like this. So Rashi says that these three women are permissible to have a moch. So he says that's not the pshat. He says the pshat is chayovos. These three women have a chiyuv to put a moch in, because it's a sakana. So they're mechuyev. Other women, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Other women are not chayovos, but if they want, that's considered okay. In other words, there's no, that's considered derech bia. That's considered derech bia, as long as the aver is nichnas. That's considered derech bia. And the Gemara is not that there's a heter for these three women, and the implication is all the women are also. These three women are chayovos. Other women would be permissible, because the Yamshel Shlomo says is going to be one of the major makoros of being able to have types of birth control wherever birth control is warranted, b'shas tashmish, even if it's not a sakana. So he writes here. He writes here, Din Shakol Nashim Mutarim L'Shamish Vamoch, the Yamshel Shlomo says on page 3. All the women are Mutar, and the word is, they can do it, the Sofs of Derech Tashmish Bekach. That's called Derech Tashmish. Okay, so that, we're not here to discuss that whole topic, but this pshat in the Rashba is, the Chasam Sofer, we have a Chasam Sofer someplace? Says, where's their heter? So then they point out that, okay. The Tosfos Rid has a totally different shot than this whole Inyan, which is much more Mechudishtik. It's a big kula. We don't really paskin like this, but it's a big kula. And he says that Ikasha, and the first word in line is Pesoyim. Hechi tiru chacham al hotzi zaru lasas kemaisa er va'onam. Now, it's even for these women. How will we make them? Meaning the assumption is, there's always another option to just abstain. Right? Let them have to have beer. Let them not have beer. Page 39. Let them not have beer. Yeah, we're being matter them to have bia in a way with a moch. But isn't that hashchas zera? So tshuva eze maise erva onan shasur Torah kol shakavanoso shalotis aber kedoy shalot yachish yofra ve'ena rotsa l'kayim peruvu mimena. The maise erva onan is like what the pshat and chumash is. That it's when you don't want your, in other words, you're doing something in a bia shalot kederach bia with the kavana of that you don't want to be mekayim peruvu. Aval im kavanoso shalot tovol idei sakana mutter. Okay, so that's fine. Then he writes like this. This is the punchline. Einami im skaven latavas yitzro, einam skaven shalot esaber mutter. So in other words, a person is has kavana to be motzi zera, not because and to do something in a way that his wife is not going to get pregnant. Not that he's trying to prevent his wife from getting pregnant, but he wants to do something to have pleasure. So he writes that's mutter. In other words, be a shaloka darka, he's having pleasure, and he can be motzi zera. So not like the Rambam says he can't be motzi zera. The Ri says you have to do it bakroi. Tosfos Rit says a different word. Is that your kavana is not to be in other words, by erva onan they dafka didn't want their wives to be pregnant. They won't look nice. All the cheshbonas they had by erva onan. Avadai heim shahaisa kavanosim shalot esaber hayovrim. Aval misha kavanosu lahashlim tavas yitzro ain't over. Shekol masha adam rotzer lasos biishta osa. That's not called mashchi zera to do that. Okay. Now, there is a big discussion in the poskim. So we discussed the topic of Yevamos Yud Beis requires probably 10 shiurim but at least you saw the Rashi, the Tosis, the Rashba, the Yamshel Shlomo. That's basic. So, because I'm here this year today is more about Hashkasa Zera, not about Minios Herayim. That's a different time. It's related in that aspect, but that the assumption is that whenever there's Minias Herayon, it has to be Derech Bia, if it's done in a regular way. Oh, so let me tell you like this. The question at hand, there's multiple questions at hand, and that is the question of the use of a condom, right? A condom is a rubber kiss a man would put on his aver, and he would have tashmish with it, and obviously that's a way of contraception, but this is a serious shaila of hotzah zera, because it's not considered by many kederach bia, whereas the other ways that you put in the woman, so then so many poskim says that's derech bia, especially like we said from the Rashba, that all women are mutter. The Yamshel Shlomo says all women are mutter b'moch, and the Gemara says shalosh noshim, that means chayovos. Now, why? So usually, we would tell people don't use a condom. Why get involved in usage of a condom? But there are several situations where it's discussed about usage of a condom, and it's like this. One case, and that's I recently had a shayla like this. One case is where there is no other choice, meaning normally there are 100 different ways of having contraceptions. There's a diaphragm, and there's a jelly, and there's a NuvaRing, and right. So why do you need this? So I'll tell you a shayla that I received. But this is, you know, you can have a shy like this where the couple has no other choice, meaning they can abstain. What was the case? The case is the woman has a virus, ba'oso mokum. The woman has a virus, ba'oso mokum. And the doctor said that if the man's aver will touch oso mokum, so that will exacerbate the virus and could lead to cancer. So it's not going to help to use this thing or that, because as long as the aver is magula and is going to be touching, so you're going to have a problem. So one solution is to say, okay, they should not be together. So if it's a week, if it's a month, but we're talking about somebody, this situation has gone on for months and months and months and months and months, and, you know, and, right. So the question is about the permissibility or lack of permissibility of use of a condom. Well, so the most prominent posek to discuss this is the Rav Chaim Ozer and the Achiezer. What page? What? 44. Okay, so here's several truvas here. We'll see Dalet and Hay are the two relevant ones. So the case was there was a sakana isha shel fi divrei harofim sakana nishkafala im tisaber yan shel uber valei de koshim la. Because there's a sakana for her to become pregnant. Imutul shamish b'moch o b'nartik. And then in those times they didn't have all the fancy type of contraceptions that we had. In other words, the hechitimsa I gave you was even b'zman hazeh, that we have all the fancy other, we have 15 types of contraceptives, but the only, for that scenario that I just told you now, the only one that's going to work is... you know, is the condom. There they didn't have so the question is could they use a moch or a nartik, you know, some type of condom she noson al aver that's going to put on the man's aver if you look at hazara el tocho. And that's the discussion here, because it's going to be a sakana. So he discusses some of the gemaras that we talked about before. And then he discusses at the end of the tshuva on page 45. He quotes from the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu, which I looked up in the library, from Eliyahu Kalatsky, on the bottom of page 45, where he discusses this, and he says, "Al yidei nartik dak," you know, a nartik, a kiss, lehetera. So he says that he thinks that he's not being joined with Atal Puravu. They have kids already, and the question is just to be able to have mitzvah's owner for the couple to be together. So he says, "Al kolponim yesh lomad issur Torah leka ve'eino ela midivrei sofrim." Maybe this whole issur in this situation, they have bought him, they're not trying to mevatel puruvu, whatever. "Mishum mitzvah's owner hitiru So Rav Chaim Moses says he's masking to be makel. In other words, again, you could say to the couple, okay, so it's a sakana, so you have to abstain if this is the only avenue is hashkas zaren. So he thought that that you can view this as derech haaretz. That this perhaps could be considered a derech bia, and perhaps would be permissible. So the question now, in general, we don't, you know, use this tshuva just to lachatchila use condoms. I mean, in this generation, the pill became the most prominent thing, and we've discussed, you know, drawbacks about that, but so the question is, you know, when could it be appropriate or not appropriate to use this heter of Rav Chaim Moser? So I was in Eretz Yisrael, so one of the days I had a little free time between the yeshivas, so I went to Machon Pua just to check it out, see how everything's going there in Machon Pua. Yeah, so it's a very happening place, you should know, Machon Pua. They get 160 shilas a day from all over the world, and you know, they need the, and you know, all types of things about pregnancy and abortion and need the and contraception, all that. So it's very happening place there. So I went there. So I was schmoozing with Rabbi Borstein, mainly with Rabbi Gideon Weitzman. So we had a nice schmooze about. So I was basically discussing all the topics that we discussed over the year, and see, you know what he's heard from different people on these topics, etc. So then we came to this Achiezer. So, you know, what do you say about this Achiezer? So again, we're not here to make any final psakim or things like that. And just you should be aware of the. So he told me from. Rav Yaakov Ariel is a chashuv Talmud Chacham from, what is it called, Ramat Gan. He wrote this nice farm, Ba'ola Shel Torah. I have in the library, very cheerful farm. So again, so he said he had a psak from him. Again, we're not here to give any psak. I'm just telling you what he, in the course of conversation, what he said. So again, and one could think that, but just, you know, Rabbi Yaakov Ariel said that he felt that if the couple has to be apart for 3 months or more, so then we could be mad to them to rely on the Achiezer. But less than that, he felt they should just wait it out. I mean, I don't know where that shir comes from, but the point being is that. That some one mahalach of poskim is that we're gonna be mad to you if like Rabbi Weitzman said, simple example, a person has AIDS, so he can't ever have a regular tashmish. So one mahalach, I forget who was calling this, so abstain or get divorced, finished. You know, that's one mahalach. Another mahalach is to say no, that if it's going to be a big amount of time that was similar to the situation that I told you about where the couple can't have tashmish, and originally they had a condom and they put a hole in the condom, something like that, but now the doctor doesn't even want them to do that because that still could maybe cause problems. So that's a mahalach. That he said over from Rav Yaakov Ariel that if it's something a large amount of time, then we would perhaps have a leniency based on Rav Chaim Moser. Then another shaila that comes up, but you could say based on the Ramah, you could say another svar. You could say fakir that if it's a very short amount of time, so you could say if it's a very short amount of time, so just wait. That's one mahalach. Or you could say if there's a very short amount of time, another side is to say rely on the Ramah that it's Bakrai. You see, another time where this comes up is when people sometimes are getting off the pill. And now we're going to try to have kids. So there's some doctors, there's different shitas. Some doctors do a very good job at scaring people. And again, I'm not here to make a medical judgment. That's for your, you know, the doctors to make. But that if you try to get pregnant right away, if you get off the pill, you could have problems with the pregnancy. And therefore, they don't want you to get pregnant right away. So the, one of the questions that, and they, you know, make a good job, those that, you know, believe in it are very stark and get the women, you know, very, you know, sufficiently worked up about this thing. So then the question is, so they want them to wait a month or something like that or whatever it is. So what could they do within that month? Would we say that? So there are other ways, you know, of contraceptions that they perhaps could get, or you know, or sometimes though, or would there be inside the kula of the Achiezer or not? That's a question. But that's another scenario of where it comes up. Now another case, and this comes up unfortunately more often than not, and this I've seen many times, and that's unfortunately when a couple is having fertility problems. And you should realize that I was discussing this with Rabbi Weitzman, and we were discussing it specifically about the setup in Grus, where everyone is living on top of each other, and everyone is either had a kid or pregnant, and the pressure that exists on those women that unfortunately are not yet pregnant. And I know how much, you know, pain these people are in, and especially in that setting. And so we discussed that. That was part of our discussion as well, of, you know, how to help these people, and when you know, and there's all types of you know, pressures that couples have, especially when their friends are all pregnant, and especially when you're in, like as Rabbi Weitzman said, when you're in Grus, where everyone's like living mamish on top of each other, you know. But not to say that it doesn't exist even if you're not there, when you have, you know, friends and this, and sometimes, you know, I've dealt with couples that were newly married who have serious issues to work out with, you know, about their marriage before they embark on a family, and then, but sometimes the woman doesn't realize that and just sees that her friends are all having kids and she's itching to have kids, and it's a whole, you know, and they're really not ready to have kids because the marriage is very shaky, and you want to, so that's where the question of that comes in, of situations again when they're getting off the pill, of what to do in that interim period. I forgot. Okay, this is what I meant to say. So the question that comes up is the following. So whenever there's this issue that people are having, and especially in this day and age, there's no one has patience. Everything that we're in a high speed society where everything is quick, and everything we want quick information, no one has any patience. you know, press a button. Everything is quick. So you want to have your kids quick. Anything is quick. So right away, you know, people are nervous. So what do? They want to go to get the woman checked out, get the man checked out to see. Maybe there's something wrong in his sperm. And maybe there's something wrong with her. And so, and that's like a big, you know, issue. So the question is, checking the man's sperm. How do you get the man's sperm? What is the way to get the man's sperm? So there are several possibilities. One is that the couple have tashmish, and then the doctor is going to take the zera outside out of the woman. Now that's not so easy, because where are they going to have the tashmish, and where's the doctor going to be? And a lot of these situations are, you see, when you have that situation, so you have to rush it to the, you know, I forget the exact amount of time that people have told me, you have to rush it to the, you get it to the lab, and within the, you know, it's a very pressurized situation. Another possibility is to have bia with a condom. And then to take the condom out after the bia, to take the zera and put it in a little bottle, whatever, and then rush it to the lab. And then, of course, you're under that pressure to get it on time, but at least you had some type of bia in some type of derech of tashmish, at least according to Reb Chaim Ozer. And the other way is to just be motzi biyad, to go to the doctor's office and have some way of being motzi biyad shelo kederech tashmish. So we'll see who says each of these three shitas. So if you take a look at the Igros Moshe, page 48. Is that the one I want? Okay. So he has a discussion here of what to do. The last paragraph he writes, Livol Beis HaRofei, Rofei Yikabe Tazer Me'Isha Avim Yezer Tov L'Bedika Hu Pritzes Gedola. So it's that they should go into, they should have a room for them in the doctor's office, that they should have go in and have Tashmish, and then right away, so then he could come in, 10 seconds later, he can come in and collect the Zerah. So that's Mamish, you know, Derech Tashmish Gomer. That would solve all the problems. So Rav Moshe says, it's preaches gedola. Oh, so that's what he doesn't like. So he quotes here like this. He quotes the Gemara that we saw in Yevamos and Ayin Vav. So first he says like this. So he has his chiddush like this. He says, when that Gemara said, we want to check for the krushofcha, right? We want to check. So Gemara had a whole eight, so you take the hot bread and you put it behind him, and that causes. So why did the Gemara just say, you should be mashmesh biyadayim? So is there a levatola? It's not levatola. It's not just Tom, he's being motzi zera, it's for a reason. So Rav Moshe has his chiddush. This is a big chiddush. I don't think anyone else has said this chiddush. And he wants to say that that the din of niyuf biyad is a separate isser. In other words, normally we talked about dashmi b'fnim v'zor b'bachutz. So there, at least there's some form of Maisa Bia that's happening. You went in, you went out, okay, even though the Zera is out, so that's more Kal. And that is Nitan for certain Kulas of some type of Tzorach. Certain type of Tzorach. But Mishmash B'Yadayim, he thinks is a separate Isser, and it's not even going to be Mutter L'Tzorach. That's his big Chiddush. Others would say, no, these are all the same restatement of the same idea of bottom line is, if the Zera doesn't go in, it's all one and the same. Zora Berchutz is no different than Niyuf Biyad, and they're all, that's his Chiddush. So therefore, that's why the Gemara Yevamos didn't suggest to do that. In other words, we had a Tzorach to find out if she's a Psuad Kroshovka, etc. So he says, Lachain, fourth column, Lachain, Gamba Uvda Didan, Ein Lahatir Ali Day Mishmish Be'Aver. Aval Day Hadvarm Shematim Sham Hayom Lahatir Gamba Khan, Vafshu Rak Sofik, etc. But it's still, it's a Tzorach, but still. He says, Avakan, Kavan Sharosha Betashmish Mishto, Ein Lasos Lede Hiro Be'isha, Aval Day Nama Chamima. Because you could use the ways of the Gemara. I don't know if they're going to work. But to get the hot piece of bread, I don't know how good that's going to be. So he says, no. Do it betashmish. And then he writes, v'im lebedika tov b'halboshes hakisim al evero b'shas hatashmish. So he permits using a condom, b'shas tashmish. Why? Kevin shadas agon Reb Chaim Ozer v'achyezer shu derech tashmish l'inyan isha. Since Reb Chaim Ozer is matirit in the case of sakana, and he said that's okay. He says, even though I don't really understand where he's coming from, Baal Kol Parim, Hagor Reb Chaim Ozer Sober came. You know, Reb Chaim Ozer, the Gadol Hador, you know, Europe was Poisek Hador, Vilna, Reb Chaim Ozer said it, so, you know, Reb Chaim Ozer said it. So do that, and then get the and then you got to rush it to the lab, to the hospital, or whatever. V'imzeh lo tov lebedika, and if this is not going to work, so for some reason I don't know why, but so then do it by dosh mibifnim v'zor mibachutz. In other words, go inside and then come out when you're going to ejaculate, and then collect it and do it that way. Shamati shegam ha'gaonim midor ha'kodom hitiru gazel l'bedika. Now, it happens to be, if you'll take a look in the tshuva before, Reb Chaim Ozer talks about this shaila on page 44, and Dalet, where I didn't bracket it, is Aldasha Eloso Odos Avrech Echad Shasha Yosef Me'eser Shonim. You know, it's interesting that the shailas you have, 10 years they were. You know, Rav Abadi always tells me, you know, how Rav Moshe, you know, was people would come to Rav Moshe like early on in the marriage, you know, within the first year, and they would want to do these different whatever. So he would be upset that, you know. He felt the heter could only be later on. I don't know, you know what exactly the shear is, but you see here 10 years. The only question I have is manazeh, just knowing, you know, what people go through. I don't know if they could last, so many, you know, in our society where. I think there's a svara to say that, again, we have to, I'm not here to give a psak or anything, but just saying that the amount of years that perhaps people were able to manage without trying to do different things then, I don't know today whether this door is could wait it out like other people could. Okay, that's something to think about. So he discusses the same question about to be bodik his zera. So he says, so he discusses that maybe this should be, maybe you should do Al Yidei Grama, maybe it's Akrai Ba'alma, he discusses it should be Mutter. So in the end he writes, Klol Shal Dover, Sheish Lismach, Al Das Shut Yaivitz, Tehechid Yefshar B'Grama, Lassus Gam B'Yadayim. V'derech Tashmi Shal Ngay Naratak B'Vadei Mutter L'Kuli Alma. So, it was, if you want to use a condom, so you use a condom and collect it with a condom, but he... He also, but sometimes, you know, whatever, if that's not going to work, there could be an avenue of possibility even to do it B'Yadayim. In other words, he doesn't work with Rav Moshe's idea that there's that Yadayim is a separate tisser and there's no kulas of Yadayim. So this is another area, Rav Osai, where this question comes up. And there's more tshuvas in the supplement. You could take a look, Marsham, and this is Kan Aron, and different, you know, being Dashmi Bifnim, Zorami Bachutz, which you could look here, and Minchas Yitzchak. You can look at all these different tshuvas, but those are the basic mahalchim that exist. Now, we're not finished yet. Just a couple of more comments. As I said, another important aspect of this whole discussion is dealing with people's guilt. Dealing with people's with guilt. So, Rabbi Ezra Schwartz pointed out to me that he lent me the sefer. The whole, I don't know what I hear. If you want to ever see, it's the last page of the packet. It's a sefer called Oshiv Mimitsulos. And the whole sefer is about doing, how to help people, you know, with their guilty feelings from these issues. Here he quotes from Rav Yaakov Ariel that, you know, sometimes people have the attitude, I was nichshal in this area, so now I'm just a oisvarf, you know, and it doesn't pay for me to put on tefillin anymore, and it doesn't pay for me to learn, it doesn't pay for me to, you know, because I'm a... So he should realize that should never be that attitude. In other words, you know, in one area that a person... had a problem, and again, it's the way I tell people is, you know, sometimes it's not going to be something that's going to be easily rectified, but one thing that we could do is, you know, to make sure that, you know, what we look in and what we see, you know, the famous Rambam in the end of Yisurei Bria in page 57 says, Yinhog l'srachek menaschok divei agovim. He says, "Gdol mizos amru yifna atzmo machshvod l'divrei Torah." In other words, because the mind is a vacuum. So, if there's nothing, your mind is not involved in something, then it's going to get machshavas arayas in it. And so, if you can, you know, and especially people that look at things, and so that again, some people, you know, it's very difficult, but at least if someone can control that's the type of thing that's gorim a lot of these things. But you know, Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Keser Rosh, he says that even though the Zohar says that there's no tshuva, but Talmud Torah is a kapara for that. Aval Raisa Orch Yomim Bimina. It's Matzelis. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that he also talks about on page 50. Shuva l'chet niyuf biyad, l'shor zerach l'vatola. And he discusses that he doesn't think that you should do all these gilgulei sheleg and all these things, all these yisurim. He has a etza to do vidoy. Okay, and a certain Talmud Chacham said to me, the question whether this should be the Eitzah for everybody is a question, but I think what this Talmud Chacham said, and I agree that, in other words, it's not going to do good for anyone, as this Talmud Chacham said to me, that people should just live through life with guilt. It's just not a healthy thing. So, and it's something that you just have to try your best in these areas, especially for single people, but even married people or whatever it is, and we try our best and to avoid things that could provoke these things. But sometimes that these things might happen, and you know, according to the Tosas Rid, you know, which is not brought lahalacha, a lot of these things were not part of the avera because they were done dafka for taivas hayetzer, which is not the avera. But even without the Tosas Rid, I think the people just do their best and then they have to move on. They can't live life with guilt. And as I say, over the years, many different talmidim have come over to. And usually when they come over, before they say, you know what they're going to talk about. You just could feel it sometimes, that they want to talk about this particular issue. So we try our best, you know, Yachiv, and the Noam Agadim says, the more you learn Be'ian, the more your mind is, you know, it works for some people. It doesn't work for everyone. And not everyone's, you know, there's a famous piece in the Noam Agadim that talks about when the Rambam writes, Yachiv Libo B'Chachma, referring to learning Be'ian. The Mishnah Brewer speaks about learning as a tikkun. But you know, sometimes some people write. I think maybe the Stipler writes in some ways. You know, if you get married early, this could help. But some people are not ready. It shouldn't be. You know, you don't get married early if you're not ready to just solve this issue. Somebody told me they want to go into Klei Kodesh because they need to do a kapara for the, you know, you don't change your whole life around for this issue. You do your best and you try your best not to look at, you know, things of pornography, things that are on the, that are all types of avenues that even more today than was in previous days. Okay, before we I just have a couple of things to say. Okay, everyone, say this is not an easy topic. I tried to do my best in a public setting to this topic. I'm sure maybe there are certain things that still need clarification that you want to discuss. I'm more than happy to discuss it more on a one-to-one basis. I tried my best to present it in a way that could be understandable and relevant to people's lives and other people that you might deal with in your lives. It's a very sensitive topic, and but it's a very important topic. As I said, it's a topic that people usually know about, but very little about. So hopefully today you learned the major makoros on this topic. And as I said, if anyone would ever want to speak privately about it or things, that I'm more than happy in a private setting. But I think we've done enough in the public setting as I could do. I mean, as I said, you know, these in Yonit Sneas, that's why when I give chassan classes, you know, I feel it's most productive to give one-on-one, not a class, a one-on-one. It's, certain issues that can only be spoken on one-on-one and not in the public. So, but I think you've learned enough here that if you have a question and something wasn't clear, that we could always speak about that. Okay, Rosa, and then another comment. Today is our last shiur of the Nida Zman. Again, as I said, if you want to have something more, we'll see in June whether we'll have other things to supplement this or not. We'll yet to be. We're going to start Hilchas Avelus after Pesach. So I'd like to just make a comment. You know, Limud Halacha is, you know, a lot of times when you're in yeshiva, so Limud Halacha was like a half an hour Mishnah Berurah Seder, you know, before, after davening. And Limud, and it could be like the Stipler writes, that when you're younger, you should learn a lot of Noshim Nezikim to open up your mind and all the Lumdus and all the Svaras. But then once you get older and your mind is already, you know the Lumdus, you know the Svaras, you know, then you should, you know, work on Asuka Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchasa. And you should realize that Asuka Shmaitza, Aliba de Hilchasa is a complex thing. You know, a lot of times people know their knowledge of Halacha is just from hearsay. And that's very dangerous, because hearsay is neither here nor there. You know, in hearsay you hear chumras, you hear kulas. A lot of times the chumras are not chumras, the kulas are not kulas. And halacha requires a rigorous understanding. You know, the reason why people don't enjoy learning halacha, I always said this when we were learning Yerodea, is if the Shulchan Aruch is your first step on the train, and all you're looking is machabers, ramos, shachs, and tazes, it can be very boring, and you're not going to understand anything, and you're not going to be able to apply it, and it's just choppy, and you don't understand it. But if it's the last step on the train, in other words, you see the whole sugya, you see the whole picture, and now the machaber is just like a summary at the end, and you see how what his knetch, and then it becomes a very enjoyable lima. The halachic process has a rigor to it. It's interesting. I was at a wedding the other night. Who's the rabbi? Leon Well from Kew Garden Hills, right? So whenever he sees me at a wedding, he always makes sure to tell me something over from the late Rosh Yeshiva Rav Goldberg, and he always has the greatest words from Rav Goldberg. I don't know. Somehow he has the greatest words from Rav Goldberg than anyone else I've heard. So, and whenever he sees me, he, you have to hear this word. So he said, now Rav Goldberg, we know the late Rav Goldberg was the Talmud of the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish. So he had a close connection with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, you know, I think I heard someone said, Rav Goldberg said, the Chazon Ish, you know, had stage fright. He didn't give public shiurim, public addresses. He wasn't that. Was went into Talmud of Chazon Ish means he went into his house to speak and learning with him. It was a different type of personality. So he said to me, you know, the Rosh Hashiva says a lot of vorts in Midrashim. You know, that was his big thing, Medrash. From different sources, Shemi Shmuel, Sfas Emes, maybe even something from the Brisker Rav. So Rabbi Leon Wells said to me, he once went to Rav Goldberg and he said, how come you never say a word from the Chazon Ish? You never tell me a word from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says a beer and a... You never tell me a word from the Chazon Ish. Why no words from the Chazon Ish? So he said, you know, I once asked the Chazon Ish this question. How come you don't say words? So the Chazon Ish said like this. He says, you see, in halacha, whatever you say, there's accountability. You can't just say something, it's going to be against it has to fit in with the Rambam, has to fit in the Gemara, has to fit in the Tosefta. You can't just say something. There's checks and balances, there's rigor to it. He says, in Yonei Medrash, so people could say whatever they want, there's no checks and balances. So therefore, he said, I can't say anything in a tchum where there's no checks and balances to check to see if what I'm saying is emes. And therefore, you know, he stayed away from them. Now, that doesn't mean that there's another side to say that as long as, whatever, there are other gedolim who had a different way. But the point that I'm trying to impress upon you is that halacha has a rigor to it. It's not just, you know, like I said, you know, we once did a marshag, and it says, you know, it's a vort. It's a nice tosefis, but you don't paskin like you have a nice, you know, you have to have the rayas, ruras, you know, to an idea, the Makoros, Gedolei Achronim, Gedolei Rishonim, the Sugyas, to see what the halacha is, both Bein Lekula and Lechumra. And that's something that that I think hopefully we gained from learning this limud. How many shir was today? Shir 47. And plus those that were there last year, some of you were from, we had 75 shiurim last year, but we should have more shiurim. And I try all the shiurim that we should see everything inside, and there should be a rigor to it. You should see exactly where everything is coming from, and it should be a structure. And you should know, Hilchas Nida, Bez Hashem, it's relevant for you now. For some of you, it will be relevant in the near future. It's something that's so, you know, important in life, all areas of halacha. And this area, you know, and it's important to know what not just to know it based on some kitzur sefer, that but to really know it to the best as we can. Now, one more point. The it's not so late. I've said this in the past, and I'll say it again, that I think, you know, one of the two points. One of the things that I like so much about the shir is the relationship that I'm able to have with the Talmidim. You know, every shir has its, in the regular shir, which are, you know, have great Talmidim there also, but, you know, you meet different people that are not necessarily, and this shir, I think it represents a conglomeration of all the different shiurim in the yeshiva, from different rebbeim, from different yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, and the relationship that we can, and some of you I know for several long time, and I have a close relationship. Others I'm beginning to have, I want to continue to have, but I think that is also a very important part of the shir, is that to have a sense of a chevra here, to have a sense of a relationship, you know, above and beyond just giving the shir and leaving, which I feel, you know, closeness to a lot of you, and hopefully in the future to all of you. But that's something that I have tremendous hakaras hatov to. And I also want to express hakaras hatov to Rabbi Tuchman, who's always there for me and for all the Talmidim to help in the physical aspects and in the learning aspects of the shir, which is a very big big help. And Bez Hashem, he should continue for many years in the future in being able to do these things of continuing learning and these ideas. So I want to wish everyone a Chag Kosher Sameach, and you should enjoy Pesach, and we'll continue, I guess, the Monday after Pesach, I guess, Avinu Avarachaman, if there was a Shaila whether we should have for these two shiurim. You know, because we had a hefsek, but okay, so we didn't. But then we'll have to see exactly what we'll put this on. We'll discuss it. I have to get a, and okay. And as I said, from this year, if there's anything that you still want to clarify more, you know. But as what we could put on here, I felt. Thank you.